My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, parents. Looking for something fun to listen to in the car with your kids? Blippi and Mika have a brand new podcast, Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. Each week, the Blippi Mobile will take your kids to amazing places. Your kids will learn awesome new things about the places and things they see and hear. It's a fun, interactive listening experience for the whole family. Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Hsu.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Today, we are going to talk about five reasons you should dabble in crypto marketing. So I'll go first because I really like this stuff. So crypto marketing, you can call it blockchain marketing, whatever you want to call it. In the crypto space, I mean, you have NFTs going on, you have Web3 going on. Web3 is basically the decentralization of the web, right? I'm not going to get too technical right here, but it's a very nascent space right now. And the number one reason, or number one of the five here, I would say, is learning the power of community. I truly believe that community is going to be one of the most important roles in the next 5 to 10 years. And if you think about, I actually just tweeted today, social media, people kind of made fun of it as a job in 2010. They're like, no way that's going to be a job, right? And right now, community is kind of in that space in 2021. I believe that community fosters retention, which in turn fosters growth. And so when I look at, even I put up a tweet today, actually that very tweet, I had a bunch of people that liked it and they all had the lion's faces on them, right? Which is like a certain, like it's an NFT, which our mutual friend Heaton has. He has one of the lions as his profile picture on Twitter. So you get a good sense of how people are doing community and how to actually engage properly. Because I will be frank, over the years, I've been very heavy on SEO initially, and then I learned the other channels, but I never bothered to try to learn too much about community. But with our events the last couple of years, and then looking at how Twitter is really evolving right now with spaces and then also the crypto kind of community, that's one of the first reasons. Neil?
Reason number two is there's a lot of regulations in crypto. So as a marketer, you can't always use all the channels or use all the copy that you would normally use. It makes you start thinking outside the box and figure out how to be creative. I'm not saying breaking the law, but more so you got to figure out how to be creative. And so acquire users and convert them in the crypto space with the regulations out there, because a lot of stuff is more so unknown. And I think that's really good because it helps you flex your creativity muscle.
Cool. Number three is on the NFT side of things. So I believe that NFTs almost every company will have a NFT brand strategy, right? It's going to fall into marketing. So it's a good spot to start learning right now. Gary Vee was a good pioneer. And then Tom Bilyeu is doing actually in a week or so as of this recording, he's releasing his NFT. And you can start to see the utility of all the stuff that's going on right now. So we have NFTs coming out called Leveling Up Heroes. And I'm cranking on that right now, right? It's, you know, after work, you know, I'm thinking about it the whole time. And I'm thinking about how we can leverage it properly in terms of, you know, giving people special access to, let's say, a conference or maybe direct access to myself. And so I believe NFTs are going to kind of be at the forefront of, you know, building community as well, and also in terms of marketing.
Yeah. Number four is with crypto marketing, it's not just a US thing or an English thing. It's a global movement that's happening. And in marketing, a lot of people are focused on marketing within the language and the country that they're in. So with crypto, you have no choice but to learn how to market on a global level and how to adapt into multiple languages, even if you don't speak them or know those languages. And that's a great thing, because if you want to do well in marketing, you need to know how to market globally in multiple languages and different platforms that are popular in these countries, because not everywhere is Facebook or Google popular. And I think it's a really good skill that marketers need to know. And that's why I also love crypto marketing.
Cool. Number five, last but not least, and maybe we'll do an expansion of this later, but this space is growing faster than the internet. And so that's crazy. If you think about Jeff Bezos' story, the reason he stopped working at the hedge fund he was working at is because he saw that the internet was the fastest thing that was growing at the time. And he decided to start that bookstore, right? The little bookstore called Amazon, which is the behemoth that it is today. And if that's really the case, this thing is not going to be stopped. And so, you know, if you're going to be able to jump on a rocket ship, is coming from Eric Schmidt, right? If you're going to, it doesn't matter which seat you get on. If you find a rocket ship, you just jump on. And if that's the case, then it's better to get in now than later, because you're going to be at the forefront of all this. I mentioned NFT marketing earlier, but what's going on with Web3 in general, DeFi, and how is the blockchain going to connect with everything in general? There's going to be offline stuff that's going on too. And so I believe the space is inevitable now. You can't kill this space. China's tried to kill at least Bitcoin. That's just one space in kind of crypto, but they've tried to kill mining. They've tried to kill Bitcoin. That stuff just not going to go away easily, right? And so we're going to see this future decentralized internet. I really recommend Googling what Web3 means. And that's very much going to be the future. We're going to see decentralized social apps. And so our world's going to be really different, I believe, the next 5 to 10 years, not just with crypto stuff, but all these other technologies that are coming. So it's exciting times. But if you want to learn more about crypto stuff, Web3, NFTs, we're actually doing a conference in a couple of weeks in Miami, November 7th through the 9th. Going to be 7 to 9-figure entrepreneurs as well. And we're going to be talking about this stuff too. And it's going to be a really good time. All right. So marketingschool.io/live. That's LIVE. And we'll catch you tomorrow.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show, and visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.
It's brand new season 2. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey parents, looking for something fun to listen to in the car with your kids? Blippi and Mika have a brand new podcast, Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. Each week, the Blippi Mobile will take your kids to amazing places. Your kids will learn awesome new things about the places and things they see and hear. It's a fun, interactive listening experience for the whole family. Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.